Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
At the Spiritual Wellness Center, our goal is to provide you with peace of spiritual mind, hope, and reassurance within your own space. At the Spiritual Wellness Center, we believe your life is a fingerprint unique and unlike anyone else, so we can customize a path to fit your needs and budget. We will help you to reach your highest levels in love, family, career, and happiness. We will reduce stress and anxiety and boost your immunity, sleep better, think clearer, and understand your partner better. Call Maria at 813-485-3656. That's 813-485-3656. With a clear mind, you will make better life choices. 813-485-3656. Also, Instagram at Virtual Healing Center. Give Maria a call today.
All of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelet, to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
I like the sound of that. So anyhow, what just happened, right? This is an example of a human being, how I was wrong. You get tested sometimes, right? And I panicked. Right, I called him. I remember when I looked at him, he's zen. Like, he always seems to be peaceful. I can't say the same about you. But we got in the house. Introduce yourself.
Ron Nagin with Canna Bears.
And then your name?
I am Eric Griffin III with Spot On.
Oh, Eric Griffin. Cool name. So anyhow, so I had a client on, right, from the wellness center, right? And she's like, oh, I never really got to hear my spot because no one ever got with me. That's what she said. I'm just saying she probably did. But I'm just saying to you, no one ever told her the call letters. So I said, you're not going to believe this. You're on right now. What is the odds of her calling, questioning me about what's going on, and her spot's on? So I come in here with a panic mode, and then I walk back there is what I really should have done, is walk to you. How are you doing, young man?
I'm doing well. How about
you? Introduce yourself.
Oh, it's Bobby, back for after a long while.
Yeah, so how many years ago did you do it with us?
I think it's been a little under two.
Yeah, so he was the production guy for two, but how many years? Oh, it's been 2 years
since. Oh, since I've been on this,
it's been 2 years.
The show, yeah. Probably seven here at Tantalk.
Yeah. You know, I'm the longest running show here. I mean, we are 26 years, or 27 now. Right, so, longer
and
than
I've,
you've been
I've
alive.
I've only been, I'm 24, so yes.
Right, so we've been here before you were born.
Yes, you have.
Bobby's a great guy. So anyhow, the bottom line is I believe we get tested. Right, and you know, when you go up to heaven, the only thing you can take with you is your character. You know, you don't see U-Haul trucks going to the funeral processions, right? And I failed once again, right, Tammy? Right, once again, I failed.
Yes, we're on radio, so I have to be careful what I say, but yes,
no, I wasn't nice to you, and I failed. I wanted her to come into the solution.
Well, you could have told our client that actually in her text message and her email, all she has to do is click the link and listen to the commercial anytime she wants to.
Yeah, see? So anyhow, I want to apologize to Tammy and to everybody else because I didn't get my way like a little baby. Right? Baby. Wah, wah. So anyhow, Tammy does a lot here.
Yeah.
Right? She's the backbone of this company. And she should get more credit for what she does.
Right.
Everybody loves Tammy. Right? And that I can say without a doubt. I've never heard a client. See, the fans are clapping. No one's ever said to me, I don't like Tammy. Do you see how she laughs? She brings joy wherever she goes.
There you go.
And sometimes you don't realize what you have until you lose it.
Her laugh has love inside of it.
Yeah. There you go. So that's good. Eric hit it on the head. So I want to apologize. It's hard being great.
Okay, well, how about you go chat with everybody out there and we'll get back to the show of talking to our awesome clients. So, Eric and Ron, how you guys doing today?
Pretty good, you?
I am very divine.
All right, I like that. You always have something awesome to say. I love that. So, let's just get right into it and let's talk about Ron. Canabaris, right? So how can someone find you and what do you do?
Easy. Online. We have our own website, www.canabaris.com. And we sell CBD. We also carry Delta 8 products. And our products are growing by the week.
So I'm not really familiar with a lot of... What is Delta 8? I don't know what that is.
Delta 8's a little bit different process than your full and broad spectrum CBD.
Uh-huh.
It carries a little bit of the psychoactives.
I see what you're saying.
And it's been a product that's actually assisted cancer patients and so forth.
Oh, 100%. She's been on the show actually several times. She's, I would say, a little famous in our Tampa Bay area. Her name's Vonna Bell, and she actually was on American Idol and The Voice, and they actually called her back to The Voice. She's beautiful, beautiful person.
She used to work at the post office.
A long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She is a beautiful girl, but she actually has a seizure disorder. And I will tell you that the only reason, let me just say this, that's why she didn't go further on the American Idol, because she actually started having seizures, because they're brought on by stress. So, of course, she was very stressed out, being there and whatever.
Oh, man,
but anyways, she actually was having up to 100 seizures a day.
Whoa.
She could not function. She could not do anything. She was hospitalized. They didn't know what the heck was wrong with her. They actually misdiagnosed her for the whole first year and saying that she had epilepsy, which she does not. She has disorder that is really, really long to say, but it's PMS is the short of it.
The other PMS.
Yes. But the only way that she is actually able to function and to not have that many seizures a day, and she's actually down to maybe having one or two every couple weeks at this point, is CBD.
Wow. Well,
seriously, she is a walking testimony.
I was going to say, should be a spokeswoman.
She's amazing. She's actually pregnant right now, which they told her she could never do because of the disorder. And she is managing very well. She's doing very well. She's kind of off the grid right now, staying calm. But she's an amazing person. She has such a good spirit. But that is exactly what she is doing, because it's the only thing that works. I mean, they had her on all these different medications. None of them worked.
Right. Well, we're hoping that the FDA follows through with what they've been looking at.
They're actually
doing some kind of, I think it's some kind of analysis right now.
Yes.
And, anything's possible.
Well, they've been actually doing that. I have a friend that actually sort of works, we won't say where, but, for years they've actually been doing studies on the effects of marijuana. They get a lot of people. They pay them a little bit of money. They come and stay at their facility.
Right.
And they know, it's a fact, they know the benefits of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the problem is big pharmacies.
Right. Correct.
That's
lobbies.
The problem.
Lobbyists.
Yeah. Because you can't, I mean, that's, she's not the only person. They actually have a show on, it's on the Health Channel and Health Discovery.
Okay.
And it's, I love the show. It is all about, actually, they have four people and they kind of just follow them in their life because they all have some sort of a disorder. And they actually, it's filmed in England and different places, not here in America. But they follow them around during their life to show, like, they show before the fact and then after the fact. They smoke. They don't show them smoking on TV, of course.
Right.
But, you know, that's what they're going outside to do. And then, but they'll show, like, it's a real person just telling you how I feel right now. Like, they have a therapist with this one gentleman because he has PTSD.
Right.
And so the therapist will be talking to him and, you know, asking him questions about how his anxiety level is, and he's just stone cold sober. Then when after he takes his medicine, like the big, you would not believe the difference. And
yeah.
They've filmed them now for months. So the whole
wow.
show is about them and the effects and if there is any downfalls, which so far there hasn't been, except for some of them get a little hungry now and then.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's about it. But as far as, you know, it shows real life people. It's not, you know, scripted. It's not
right.
put on. It's not actors.
Great.
They're real people.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, because there are benefits to it. I mean, there was a family, actually, Vonnebel actually introduced me to. She met them when she was at, because she was at All Children's at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And so she met them, and their daughter is only 4 years old. She also has a seizure disorder, but something else as well. I can't remember exactly what her diagnosis
wow.
was. But because she's only 4 years old, they were giving her a CBD. And at first, the doctors were like, sure. And they have her on film. Like, I watched the videos myself because they have a camera in their house
mm-hmm.
to show her progression or degression. And she is 4 years old. She was having seizures so badly that she couldn't even eat.
Oh,
she
wow.
was so tiny. I mean, and it shows, her parents have videos for years. Like,
right.
they actually, do you know what, had to move to California because they were getting in trouble from our government saying that they could not give their child CBD products.
Oh, Lord.
Can you believe that?
That's
yeah,
surprising.
I can believe it.
So they actually had to sell everything they owned, sold their house, sold everything, and bought an RV, and actually just park it in California
wow.
to stay there.
That's
in California.
Well, I'm trying to back up all of what you're saying right now
right.
with people that I know personally that have problems similar to whatever, and so far everything's been positive.
Very good. So how, again, can we get in contact with you?
We're online, www.canaberas.com.
Canaberas.com, guys. Canaberas.com. Just go to the website, check out the products.
Correct.
You probably have a lot of descriptions on there of what certain
yes.
things are for. And
no.
No? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Because I know some people, they're not familiar
yeah.
with what they would need. Like,
well,
let's
we're
say,
really not allowed to do that.
Really? Yeah, of course.
Because, yeah. Some companies will allow you to, but there's different ways of going about that. So right now we're trying to hold off on that.
Right.
And then get that backup information like
right.
what you're talking about. And
right.
then, we're going to make that transition. And when we do, then everything's going out
very
on the
cool.
website.
So do you guys do like liquids?
Liquids,
and
soft gels, gummies, hemp roll flowers, cartridges.
Hmm. Cool. And do you also do like, because I know there are like bath bomb, which I tried. Do you do anything like that?
We're in the mode of doing lotions and creams and stuff. We actually have a cream.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be bringing that on board soon.
Yeah, because one of our clients actually, she uses a cream for pain.
Okay.
Instead of something that, you know, a doctor would
right,
prescribe
right.
or whatever, she said it works wonderfully.
Yeah, the stuff that we have from Pure CBD is great. I use it on my hands. It's
very
my time
cool.
to use them now. Cause my
right.
hands, yeah. But, I mean, it's a great product. So they sell
right.
at three different levels.
So I don't want to misspell it, but just because Canaberas, how do you
yes.
spell that?
CannaBerraz.
I knew the Z was at the end, but
yep.
I wasn't sure about the N's. So Canaberas.com,
yes.
check out all your CBD products.
Yes.
You're a very, very gentle man, and I believe you are just out here trying to help people.
Yeah.
So everybody go check out the website. If you have any questions, I'm sure you could give you a call if you would like to give a number.
Correct.
What would your number be?
813-724-7406.
All right. So we'll take a moment to talk here with Eric. Eric is with Spot On. So how are you doing today, Eric?
I am divine, Tammy. Thank you. That's T-A-M-I. The That's most right. wonderful T-A-M-I ever.
Aw, you're sweet. So tell us a little bit about Spot On, because we actually had a meeting yesterday, and I learned some things that I didn't have. I mean, you guys are a huge company.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
I do want to say something about that, actually. Just yesterday was announced that we just received a $125 million Series C investment from a company called Andreessen Horowitz. They're an investment firm. They invest in technology companies. So we just got, and this is our fourth time getting funding, because we got two fundings last year, one right before COVID. I think that was $50 million in February. Mm-hmm. And then late last year, we got $60 million. So 2020 for us was really good, because we got slightly over $100 million in Series C funding. This one that we just got is Series D, and it's $125 million.
Very cool. Yeah, I didn't realize you guys were that big of a company.
Yeah, so,
so your valuation is pretty high there.
Right. Now, regarding that, this article that talks about that says that they valued Spot On at $1.875 billion. And it says it cements Spot On as a leading software and payments provider for restaurants and small businesses. So when I tell people what we do, I say that we are a software and technology company, but we specialize in credit card processing products and services, hardware and software. So anything that you would need to take a payment, whether it's from somebody in person or virtual or over the phone, we have all those available options for retail or for restaurants. We do have the Michael Jordan of restaurant POS systems.
Yes.
And our system is very robust. It was built to compete with Toast, with Micros, and with Aloha, which are known as the legacy systems.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot that we do. I like to take pride in being able to bring new business to my business. I mean, the first day that you and I met, I already had a referral for you. And actually, I have another referral. And it's actually the same restaurant that I told you about before, but it just changed ownership.
Right.
So now there's a new guy that owns it. The other guy moved to the Bahamas because he got an offer that he couldn't refuse.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you know, if you got that same offer that I told you about, you would be in Nassau right now.
Yes, exactly.
So
in my boats.
Yeah. So I'm not Italian, but forget about it.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was definitely an offer he couldn't refuse. So, but that's that new owner definitely needs your services.
Yes.
And you can definitely help him with what you do, because the problem with this restaurant is that people don't know they exist.
Right.
It's all about exposure.
Yes.
Getting your name out there and letting people know that you're not that other place that it was before.
Sure.
It's a new name, new management, new vibe, all that.
Yeah, that's one thing that works really good with our coupon book, is helping to rebrand a restaurant.
Correct.
To let everybody know, hey, we are completely different. We are under new ownership. It's a grand opening. We don't even have the same food anymore.
Right.
Because, you know, there's a lot of places, I hate to say it, but that get sort of bad reputation sometimes.
Yeah. Yes.
So you definitely want people to know that, hey, this is not the same at all.
Right.
And I have actually been to the restaurant.
Yeah.
I
well, we
say
had
it
lunch
wrong.
There.
Yes. What is the
EBI name? Sushi.
EBI.
EBI. Exquisite,
sushi.
Bold, and inspiring. That's
yes.
what the EBI stands for. Exquisite, bold, and inspiring.
It is beautiful. The whole inside is completely redone. It's a very good date night place to go. I mean, it's just, it could be very romantic. They have these beautiful purple lights all around, and they have a lovely sushi bar. It's just a really, really inviting, nice atmosphere.
Yeah.
And the food was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So,
it was
and
fantastic.
The service was phenomenal. So
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And so they're in the process of, they're going to get my restaurant hardware. They have an existing POS, but they don't like it. It's not as great as our system. So they just, I just signed the paperwork with the new owner the other day, but that takes several weeks for us to put all that together. So,
oh yeah, a restaurant system is a little different than just somebody
exactly.
saying, hey, I want to switch over to my this company.
Right. It's very complex. We build the menu into the POS. We
right.
build the table layout into the POS. We have categories, modifiers, all that stuff. It takes several weeks for our menu build team to
right.
put that in there. So that way, when the technician comes down to install everything in person and train the staff in person on how to use the system, when he turns on the switch, everything's already in there.
Right.
And now all they have to do is just
And I do have to say this, in dealing with you for the last couple weeks, I have talked to you almost every day. You are very, very available. I mean, just for any question, I mean, because the processing service that I was previously using, there is no person that you can talk to.
Yeah.
Like, and I have tried. I have had issues in the, you know, you actually, they will take you to a link that says email us. And they may or may not get back to you.
So, Ron, here's a question, because you have Square.
Correct.
And that's who she's talking about.
Yes.
So have you have you ever had to call support and you can't get anybody on the phone?
I have not had a problem. As far as for talking to the...
A person
at Square, not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, because I Googled a number. It was a weekend, and there was nobody to talk to. Yes, that's what I'm saying. But see, it was a problem. I will tell you why. This is one incident that I had. Okay, so I had a client that we were at deadline. I don't know if you guys are familiar with when you're in print and you're at deadline, that means they are printing whatever you have there in front of you, and that's it. Like, you can't change it. You can't do anything after the fact. So I had this client who I was not going to be able to talk to him again, and he wanted to pay me. Now, of course, I got to pay my printer thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Right.
So he wanted to pay me, and it happened to be a late Friday. He was getting on a flight. So he's literally at the airport on the phone with me. He was such a great guy, making sure that he took care of this before he left, because he was going to be unavailable for a whole month. So I had to make sure that his ad was correct, which it was, thank goodness. And then he gave me his credit card to pay me. But he wanted to pay me through Google Pay, which I had never used before. And so I was like, I'm not really sure about that. Let me just tell you the nightmare I had with them.
with
oh,
Google
my
Pay.
Gosh, for 5 hours with Google Pay. Let me just say that. I talked to them on the phone. Anyways, so then I ended up running it through Square, and it was just a nightmare. Then I was trying to contact Square, because then he was like, oh, we'll just do something different. You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to accommodate him. Is it at a second airport at this point, calling me to make sure everything was okay, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, well, it would just be easier if you did it through this payment way, whatever. So I was trying to give him a refund, and it wouldn't work.
Okay.
So I'm trying to contact somebody. There was no one to contact because it was after hours. So I just felt so bad. Like, there was nothing I could do. And then it was just a whole fiasco dealing with Google Pay for literally 5 hours throughout the day. It was really a nightmare. Like, that was the first and only time I ever used Google Pay, ever.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we don't have those problems, Tammy. The average wait time for us to get support on the phone is just under 3 minutes.
Yes.
You know, and that's either tech support or customer service. The average wait time is...
Well, you get you. That's what I can say.
Well, we get me too,
yeah. And he is always available to contact someone or to answer my question.
Yeah.
Like, just little questions that you may have that
exactly.
When you're using a new service, or I didn't know what to do, or, oh, can I do this too? You know what I mean? You're always there.
Yeah.
But you're so helpful. And I got to say, it was super quick. Like, I had a different processing company in the past that wasn't Square, actually, and they put me through the ringer. I had to be on the phone for like an hour and a half with their tech support lady asking me the same questions that they already asked me on this thing that I had to fill out. I'm like, I am driving. Like, I got, like, I'm constantly going from one meeting to the next to meet this person, that person. Like, I don't just sit still.
Right.
I don't have an hour and a half to just answer the same questions I already answered. And then, you know what? After I did all of that and everything was approved, everything was fine, they ended up messing up and double charging one of my clients. So I ended up canceling them after like the first transaction.
Wow.
I was like,
I haven't had that problem with them. My problem
now,
was
right,
getting
things. Now, like I said, that was not Square. That was actually a legit, supposedly, company that, and it was I won't say the name of them because they were my client for a little while.
Yeah.
But I'll just say that, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
so then that's why I went back to Square. I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah, and then you and I met at the RGA meetup a few weeks ago. So that was a Thursday. I gave her a referral literally after the meeting, because when she said what she does, I leaned over to her. I said, hey, I need to talk to you after this thing is over, because I already had a person for her. You know, where I'm good is being able to refer business to my clients. Again, I'm the Michael Jordan of connections.
Yes.
So
that's true.
And I have almost 50 clients. So what that means is for her, and if, you know, I just signed up somebody yesterday, and I'm probably going to sign somebody up today and tomorrow. So what that means is every time I sign somebody up, that's a potential customer for Tammy.
Right.
Or anybody else that is in my book already. So I like to have my merchants what I call cross-mogenate, which means I like to have them do business with each other, right? So that's what it's about. It's about helping local businesses. It's about giving you, Tammy, the tools that you need to be successful. So, yeah, you need a way that you can take payments, but you also need a local person that could help you and that could put you connected to other businesses that definitely need your services because you have a niche service that is needed by most businesses, no matter what their business model is, because all businesses need to overstand and understand, right? Not understand, but overstand and understand the fact that you need exposure. People need to know that you exist. If they don't know you exist, they can't do business with you. Right. So why should you go to EBI Sushi on 4th Street and 79th Avenue versus another sushi restaurant? Well, it's because of X, Y, and Z. Why should you go to BCC Coupon Book versus any other place? Well, it's because of TAMI, right? So, you know, it's about knowing the niche and knowing how you can help other people. And again, I'm the Michael Jordan of connections, being able to introduce people to people. So I love to do that. I like to help small businesses. I don't like big corporations. They suck, okay? So, you know, it's the local businesses that keep this area thriving.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. For sure, and I appreciate your kind words. I do want to do a promo for one of my awesome clients, known him for a super long time, Charlie and his whole family over at Dunedin Plumbing. It is a family-owned and operated business since 1972. They've been in Dunedin. They're a staple. Like, everybody knows who, you know, but they're awesome. Right. They're honest. And if you need them on a weekend, guess what? They're going to come and help you.
And on the phone.
Yes, yes. Oh, you're on the phone.
Yes.
Charlie?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you? I didn't know you were on the phone.
I just snuck in. I didn't slam the door.
All right. How you doing? I haven't talked to you for a minute.
Not bad, not bad. We've been keeping busy here. It's been a little bit out of touch with you guys and wanted to stop in and say hello.
Yes, I'm so glad you did. So tell us a little bit about Dunedin Plumbing and the different services you have and what you can offer us.
Well, we're a full-service plumbing contractor with with service and new construction, remodeling, and so forth. We've grown from, we've had as few as 7 trucks, and we're now up to 22 trucks on the road between our service end of the business and the new construction end.
I got to say, you know, I drive around all day. I see your trucks more often all the time. I do. Every time I see one, I'm like, oh, there's Charlie's truck.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And everywhere, too, not just Dunedin. I see your trucks all over the place. In fact, I just saw one of your trucks in Pasco the other day.
Actually, our new construction division goes all the way over to Tampa. We've actually done a couple of jobs down in Palmetto.
All right. Very good.
Well, we've got a couple of, you know, custom builders that we work closely with, and if they have a job, they request us, and that's we'll go where the business is.
Right. So you guys are located in Dunedin at 483 Patricia Ave. And if anybody has any questions or you need something done at your home, really, guys, they are so professional. They are so honest. I mean, some people might come out and try to say, oh, it's going to cost this much. These guys are 100% honest. It's family owned and operated for a very long time. They've been in business a really long time.
Back in 1972.
So that's right.
Okay, so I got a question. So what is the radius of where you go? How far will you go?
Our service area is typically to the south. We go down to Almerton Road.
Okay. So Clearwater?
Yeah, because we don't charge travel time.
Oh, you don't?
It starts when we get to the customer's home.
Okay, but what if somebody in Hillsborough wants you to come over?
Excuse me?
I said, what if somebody in Hillsborough County wants you to come over and do something?
Then we end up charging travel time.
Okay.
For service work. Our construction crew for a big home and so forth, that's a bid is worked out, and they work out the pricing that way.
Okay.
But for service, we don't think it's really fair for someone to have a toilet repair, to have a gentleman driving in the truck for half an hour, and you have to pay for a half an hour of windshield time.
Right.
To pay for the gentleman, you know, when he's at your home.
Right. So if anybody has any questions or they want something done at their home, you guys do kitchen, bathroom remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, fixed toilets, water softener sales, water heaters repaired, replaced. Also leak detection, which I just had a problem with that, and I did call you guys. But
one of the few companies around that has our own leak detection specialist on staff.
Yes, which I learned. I did not know that that was a thing, but it is. And they have special equipment that they can find the leak without tearing up all your stuff.
Correct.
But yes, so if you guys have any questions, you can call 727-734-2879. That's Dunedin Plumbing in Dunedin at 727-734-2879. Oh my gosh, Charlie, it was so good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you guys, and don't be strangers. Okay?
All right, I'll stop by and see you sometime next week.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you, and you have an awesome day.
Safe.
Oh, thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now we got Gary on the line.
All right, we have Gary with the Boy Scouts. How you doing, Gary?
Oh, I'm doing great, Tammy.
Awesome.
I'd like to give you a lot of money.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I'll take some too, please.
All right, what you got going on today, Gary?
Well, call me up when we're off the air, okay?
Okay, very cool. Thank you so much. I will do that.
I want to say something about an event tonight.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, what we've got going is we've got all of our kids going to camp now.
Awesome.
And there's a ton of them.
Very good. You know, I got to give you some money, too.
Well, we'll do a trade. We'll barter.
All right, we will.
Anyway, so I've got 1,100 kids going to camp this year.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
In Pinellas County. So, and then the adults get to go, too. They get to tag along.
Oh, that's terrific.
And so all of my kids are active. They're doing well. And we're having a big event. Like I said before, I think is the Threshers game. We're having the baseball game.
Yes.
Okay. So that we'll probably have over 1,000 Cub Scouts at.
Awesome.
Got, you know, from 6 to 10. And I don't know if you've ever been in a stadium with 1,000 Cub Scouts before. But it is a riot.
I bet it is.
And I really want to give a shout out to the den mothers.
Oh, yes.
Actually, guide those kids, keep them safe, handle any upset, that kind of thing, and they do it all very smoothly. In an event like that, these guys are solid gold.
Oh, awesome. So what day is the event, and where again?
17 July. It's at Treasure Stadium, which is on Drew Street, just before you get to US 19. And it's on the right, or left, sorry, left-hand side of the road. And it's called Scout Spectacular.
Awesome.
And it's going to be there from, you got to get there by like 6 p.m. so you can get a seat for the game. And it's $20 a ticket.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. So that's July 17th at the Thresher Stadium, guys. Come out and support the Scouts.
Absolutely. It's going to be a total riot.
For sure. For sure. Yes. So do you have anything else that you have going on?
Well, we're working out a way so that we can... Remember I told you about we're sponsoring kids?
Yes.
Okay, well, we've got a policy now that no kid gets left behind.
Awesome.
So if you're interested in scouting, but you're not sure because of the money or whatever, forget it. Call us. We'll work it out.
All right, and how can they get in touch with you, Gare?
Well, they can go to beascout.org.
All right, beascout.org.
And all I got to do is plug in their... their zip code,
mm-hmm.
and we'll tell you the person that's right next door to you that can help you out.
Awesome. So, you know, the kids are about to get out of school, so they need something to do this summer, guys. Boy Scouts take girls and boys, and they have lots of cool events and lots of things to keep them busy.
We're right close to where you live, Tammy.
Yes.
We've got a girls' troop.
All right.
And they're right on Main Street, and they have 8 girls in there now.
Very cool. Yes, I love the girls' troops, and they got to do the Pine Box Derby. That's awesome. Well, Gary, we're going to have to talk to one more person right now, but stay on the line. Eric, tell us about your event tonight.
All right, so I'm co-hosting an event for a client of mine that is a nonprofit. The name of the nonprofit is Women with Purpose. They provide non-medical expenses to women and some guys with cancer. They pay rents, mortgages, Duke Energy, and water bills. So I just want to give a quick shout out to some people that have already donated to the cause. BCC Coupon Book, of course, Pipus Law, Dr. Clifton Confident, Smokey's Lifestyle Cigars, Florida Electric Partnership, Donnie Jones, Spot On has made a donation as well, Dr. Plumbing, my mom, Barbara Griffin, my restaurant client, Tris Gastro Lounge, and Callie St. Pete, Ray's Vegan Soul, West Coast Accounting, Robordi and Associates, The Body Electric Yoga Company, Stanford's Jerky, Infinite Air LLC, Express Cleaning, Canada Group LLC, which is a pressure washing company, my friend Adrian Riley, Ethos Life Care, Jessica Williams, Tyrone Square Mazda, thank you, Sonny Gonzalez, and Premier Party Rides. Thank you, everybody, for making donations.
For sure. So the event is tonight, and where at?
It's at Bar Chinchilla on First Avenue North in downtown St. Pete. It's from 5 to 8. And the whole purpose, of course, is to raise as much money for Women with Purpose as possible. Every dollar they collect goes to pay those things I just noted. Utilities, rent, mortgages for women with cancer. So then they can focus on kicking the cancer versus having to be behind on their bills and get evicted from their apartment or their house.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Just real quick, she was at our event that we did. That's the lady.
Yeah, Jane.
Jane. And what happens is, and I know it's a good cause, but I hate to say this, but just to make the point, I think it's important. All these donations are tax deductible because they're considered charity.
Exactly.
So when we bought our meal, like that, Mark told us from RGA that we can write it off 100%.
Yeah, and everyone.
So that's important to know, but
yes,
it's more of the good cause. I get that.
Well, right, but it's both. It's both. I'm saying, but it's what you're saying, and everybody that's donated. Like for instance, when you did the donation earlier, I emailed you a receipt. So
yes.
When you do your taxes later, you put that with your taxes, and then you can write that off.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, Eric. And thank you so much, Ron, from Canada Bears.
Thank you.
And thank you, Eric, from Spot On. I'm sure we'll talk to you guys again. So we have a couple more guests that are going to join us. We have Inith in the studio from Flawless by Inith. And we also have Joel. And tell us what the name of your business is, Joel.
Two Hungry Dogs Video
Just practice. Real quick, I just want you to do a commercial for Mark from Spencer's.
Okay.
Like you say this. Oh, did Charlie come on?
Yes,
he did.
Talked to Charlie.
Yep.
Okay, good. Spencer's is like compared to Charlie, like they're two icons. If I think of an icon, just think of the word icon.
Oh, absolutely. They've been there for so long.
But with integrity too.
Yes.
You can be in business, but when you think of Spencer's, is it still Western World or Spencer's World?
It is Spencer's Western World.
Right, and they're in 66th Street. Talk a little bit about Mark himself. And also, really, we're dealing with an icon.
Yes.
All right. So, and then also,
wow.
Well, Mark is an awesome guy. I've known Mark now for some years, and he really does have a lot of integrity. He's had his shop there on 66th Street for, I'm not even sure how, since 1963. That's a really long time. And he always tells everybody, if you're looking for him, that you look for the horse, because he has a horse on top of his building, and it's because it's Spencer's Western World. And so you can't miss it. It's right in front of the it's not the SPCA, is that it? St. Pete? Yes, St. Pete campus. It's right there.
SPC.
Yeah, SPC. I was like, wait a minute, it's not SPCA.
St. Pete College.
St. Pete College, one of their campuses right there at 66th Street and Park. So he's right past there. But you guys got to go check him out. You know what? He can do anything. If you have like a jacket, you need it fixed, anything leather, they can reshape hats. They can clean up your boots that you might have thought, oh, these things have had it. They can literally make them look brand new again. I have seen them do it. It is amazing, the work that they can do. They also do custom fitting for people. So if you come in and you want to get a jacket or whatever, they will actually make sure that it is tailored to fit you. But they have such a huge selection. They have work boots that they actually sell a lot of too, where I think a lot of people don't realize that they have work boots there, but they have every kind of safety work boot that you can get for any kind of job that you need, whether it be a restaurant industry or outside work in construction. They have tons, of course, of cowboy boots and the latest styles. And they have women's, ladies, and kids. And again, Mark is just awesome. Marie, that's his right-hand lady down there. You got to go check out Mark and Marie at Spencer's Western World at 7108 66th Street North. And if you want to give them a call, that's 727-544-2606. Tell them you heard it on the radio. All right. So how are y'all doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Tammy?
Oh, I'm doing real good. I think I've had too much caffeine today. I'm talking 500 miles a minute, but...
we'll get to all you guys, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but... Just before we get going here with you guys, Bros Pizza, free delivery, Alti.
I ate there yesterday with Eric.
Really?
Yes,
did you see Alti?
No, he wasn't there.
Yeah. Okay, great. Where do you go for your pizza and Italian food?
Where do we go? There's a usually we go downtown St. Pete.
Well, yeah. I'm going to tell you, you go to Bros Pizza and I'll pay for half your meal. You just give me the receipt and whatever you spend at all Rose Pizza, and then that's the only place you're ever going to go.
That sounds like a deal.
He's authentic, Rose Pizza there on East Bay. It's right there. It's homemade Italian food.
Yes. Right? Well, I got to tell you. So yesterday I met Eric there for a meeting.
Where? Say.
Bros Pizza on East Bay. It's 2535 East Bay, almost at the intersection of Keene and East Bay. It's right by Minuteman, who is another one of our clients, but he never had eaten there before. So he tried a sample she brought him of what they call lasagna soup, right? You wouldn't think that that would be a thing. He loved it so much that he actually ordered a bowl and then ordered another one. He was like, this is so good. It's not even something that I would normally like eat, but he loved it so much, and the pizza, because I had a couple slices of pizza, he tried it, he was like, you're right, this pizza is the best, because it is.
And that's Bros Pizza, and the address is 2535 East Bay Drive, that's in Largo. They have free delivery. Their wide selection of homemade Italian food, Bros Pizza, 2535 East Bay Drive, Largo. Their phone number is 727-507-8870. That's 507-8870. Bros Pizza. To me, the best pizza Italian restaurant we deal with.
For sure. All right. That's a shout out to Bros Pizza over there on East Bay Drive. They really do have good food, guys. Got to go check them out. So, Joel, tell us a little bit about your company and what you do.
Well, our company is 200 Dogs Video Productions, but we do video, but it's not just video. It's a full strategy to use video to create an impact for your business.
Right. Well, I learned some things. We had a little meeting as well this past week about using QR codes and how a QR code is not just like a coupon code or something like that these days, where you can actually, let's say in an ad that we put in our coupon book, put a QR code that will actually take them to a video about their business or, you know, them cooking or whatever their business may be, maybe fixing a car, and so that someone can actually personally learn and see who they are and learn about their business and what they do.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with what a QR code is, it's those little squares that you see that, that with all the little black and white squares in them. It's technology that's been around for a while, but it kind of didn't catch on until when the pandemic hit and the restaurants started using them as a way to, for touchless, contactless menus.
Right.
So you just go on there with your phone and the technology's gotten a little better, so you don't even have to have a reader anymore.
Which I got
to
say, that's a great idea. So if you are going to a restaurant and you scan the QR code, you can look at their menu, can say, oh, okay, well, this fits all of everybody that we're taking with the, you know, because kids, everybody's picky. They're like, oh, okay, so here's their menu. I mean, you can put a lot of things on there. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. And now that it's been so popular with the restaurants, the consumers are trained on how to use them.
Right.
And now, and that allows other businesses to use them in a lot of variety of ways. So we're using it for our clients who are doing traditional print advertising. Like I have on my business card, I have a little QR code that takes you to the straight to the video about us.
Right.
And if you're doing, you know, in the coupon books, that's a great way. If you're doing print advertising, any other magazine advertising, if you put a little QR code in your advertisement, it's a great way to bring them from that print experience and continue that experience into the digital world.
Right. And then you can also take that video and put it on Facebook, all your social medias, you know, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, whatever. And it, like, again, it's just a good way to explain your business. A little video and or menu or maybe even pricing on, let's say you have a different type of a business, you know, just little thing or little things that you may do. Like Ineth, it might help people like understand when you explain on a little video like what you do, because you actually do an awesome service. It is, which I've personally had done myself, which is laser for wrinkles and for fat and things like that. So explain a little bit about that.
Hi, everybody. This is Ineth from Flawless by Ineth Skin Firming and Lipo Laser. So I do two things. The first one is I get rid of wrinkles on face and neck. It is non-invasive. I'm FDA approved. There is no pain. There's no downtime. There's no bruising or swelling. No injections. You actually walk out looking better than you looked when you walked in.
I can actually attest to that personally. It's very true. And where it has worked really wondrous for me is my chin and neck area. Because I was, well, I had some fat cells there as well, but it was a little saggy, I gotta say. But yes, it took care of it. Like, it's amazing. And it, again, it's non-invasive, so that's the best part.
No pain at all.
I almost fell asleep a couple times because she has this lovely music playing. It's so relaxing. And then there, it smells so good in there. And it's the curtains are so cute, but they block out all the light. And I'm just like, okay, I could really go to sleep right now.
I actually have a couple of clients that do fall asleep on me.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I hear them snoring and I'm like, oh my God, really? And, you know, I actually was talking to somebody, a lady one time, and she goes, who are you talking to? Now, there's only two of us in the room.
Right.
And I said,
I think I want to come. I might need it just for the nap.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is. It's very relaxing. It's just, it's a little warm, so it just
it's a warm
so
massage.
Good. Yes, it's great. It's great, and it's so smooth too. Like it, I mean, it doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah, and what that does, that laser, the technology behind that laser, is that it rids your. So when you turn 35, your skin goes into aging. Even though you don't think you're aging, your skin is aging. And what happens is your collagen suppresses to the fourth layer of your skin. Then we have a bunch of dead cells sitting over that. So this laser rids you of the dead skin cells, and it allows the new cells to grow and start to produce the collagen, which is where you're going to get that really nice, healthy glow.
Right.
As we're going to get those wrinkles out, and the collagen's going to be coming in, sitting on the top layer. And a lot of women that come to see me, after they see me, they don't even wear any kind of face makeup. They don't wear any foundation or anything.
I don't have any on, but I can say, my face is tighter. Like, I can tell because, I mean, you can tell, I'm sure, too, when you touch my face, it is making my body produce collagen. Like, it really does work.
Yeah, it does. And then the other thing I do is the lipo laser, which is really cool. There's a three-step process, and we're basically breaking down the fat cell and draining the fat cell, and that fat cell will be depleted. Just yesterday, I worked on a woman for the first time, and I did her arms. She had very flabby arms, and she had just recently lost 80 pounds. I got 1 inch off of each one of her arms.
Oh, wow.
And 2 inches off of her tummy.
Well, that's amazing, and that was only one treatment.
One treatment.
Wow.
You know who I think could use her help? Is I heard you have a new family member of the BCC coupon book, Carlos whatever.
Oh, yes.
I bet if we sent him over to she'd really take care of him.
For sure. All right, so do you have one of my clients that you need to talk about real
quick? Yeah, Brian's putting me to work here. He said he wanted me to talk about the Salty Dog Pool Company.
Oh, yes, they Fred. Fred is awesome.
Yeah, Fred does pool remodeling. He does coping tiles. He does resurfacing. He does pavers. Works on commercial and residential pools. Does a fantastic job. If you have a pool and you either need to get it taken care of, you can call him at 727-804-6082. That's a Salty Dog Pool Company. And they got a special going on that every pool renovation gets a free color splash LED light fixture.
All right.
That's a $595 value.
$595
value.
And they do a great job, too.
So.
Did we say hello to Carlos whatever?
We did say hi to Carlos whatever.
He's our new employee.
So we're going to send him over to Ineth and see if we can.
Can you interview him real quick, Ineth? To both of you guys, sit down quick.
Is this Carlos?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a scientist, really. He has a science degree. He has engineer's degrees. Seriously. He's
ooh. Like the real deal. Wait, are we getting some intelligent people in here? Yeah, we're bringing up the IQ of the
not
room.
Me. You guys okay. are intelligent. You're doing right. a great job on that.
And what's your name, sir?
Gal.
Gal?
Tell him what you do, Gal.
Gal, tell us a little bit about what you do.
And he really has a bachelor's degree, like two of them, and then one in some biochemistry and all this. So he's the real deal. He also is a veteran.
Why don't you start out with your education so we get to know a little bit more about you?
When I was in Desert Storm, everything was black, right? And I looked up, and all of a sudden I see those lightning bolts. And I don't know how I saw the lightning bolts because everything was dark. Then I thought of myself, maybe I should learn electricity, find out how to separate them.
Oh.
Okay. So separate what?
Separate the C from the O2.
Oh, the carbon from the dioxide?
The carbon from the oxygen.
Okay.
Because they combine together. Now, right. If nature can combine them together, I thought about it, nature can take them apart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And so did you come up with a way how to do that?
Yes, I did. By using a transformer of DC electricity, direct current, when you turn it over, the current is exposed. It's going upwards. Uh-huh. It's not going downwards.
Okay.
So it'll give you protection everywhere it's conducted. And it's conducted all over the room, all over the furniture.
And that can separate out the carbon from the oxygen?
Yeah. Okay. It does that.
And then what happens to the carbon? What happens to the oxygen?
And what's the benefit?
The carbon goes into direct current positive side because I have a plate of a positive current conducted on it,
mm-hmm.
and I have another plate negative current conducted on it.
Okay.
So between them, it's a force field. And once the CO2 is vented through it, it'll separate it.
And what are the benefits of having the separating out the carbon from the oxygen?
Clean oxygen.
Okay.
So is this something you put in your house?
Yeah.
Or your office?
Yeah, you can put it in your house.
What is it called?
Easy Air Electric Filter.
Easy Air Electric Filter.
I call it Easy Air because it makes the air easier to breathe. And I have another function over there, which is on a couple wires. Negative when it's exposed, and then the wind hit the wires, it generate negative ions.
Okay. Now and the negative ions are good for people?
Negative ions are created in nature.
Oh, okay.
They're created in waterfalls. What you smell in the waterfall is negative ions.
I like waterfalls.
Yeah, they smell good, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the smell that you get from my machine also.
Cool.
Is there any sound on your machine?
Only the the how do you call that? The air being blown in. That's it.
Okay, so it's maybe like a little swish or whistling kind of
ventilator. Okay.
Thank everyone who joined us today. This is the Ryan Cash Plus Show. We'll see you next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.